I have a real problem with this. A woman in New Mexico is running a marathon on Saturday in a national park called Valles Caldera National Preserve. Just outside of Santa Fe. And in the middle of running the marathon, she got attacked by a bear. Yeah. It's not clear how far she was into the race when this happened, but the bear's cubs were nearby, so that's why the bear attacked. The woman ended up with injuries to the head, neck, and upper body and had to be airlifted out, but none of the injuries were life-threatening, so it looks like she's going to be okay. So, of course, they had to kill the bear.
Yeah, but they had to, though. They had to because it came out of the wild and was attacking people.
Attacking people or this lady that was running in the preserve where bears are supposed to be? As of last night, they hadn't found its three cubs. So, by the way, they're dead also. But wildlife officials are planning to move them to a nearby wildlife center once
bears
they do.
Bears are getting a little too friendly, and they're coming out of the woodwork.
Why?
Galvin?
Why?
Because people are feeding them.
That's right. Yeah. So it's people's fault.
Honestly, it's because they're destroying the environment.
Bears
they're pushing the bears
matter.
Out.
Bears lives matter.
Only black bears.
Bears lives matter.
May I jump in with a breaking bear story?
Sure. I got another bear story after your bear story. I'll see your bear story and raise you a bear story.
This one is breaking news. It went down. Bear with me. It went down during the commercial break. Tampa police officers have located the bear that they have been chasing all night long in the backyard of a home on Line By Avenue near Adventure Island. At this time, officers are keeping an eye on the bear who is hanging out innocently in the backyard of a home at 4613 East Line By Avenue. The bear is now climbing in a large tree in the back of the home. Tampa police are on the scene awaiting for Fish and Wildlife to show up. So the bear has been running around town since last night, and now it's in somebody's backyard just hanging out in a tree.
Listen, if it's in your backyard, just grin and bear it. Come on now.
Yeah, you like that?
I got another one in. You like that?
You fooled me on that one. So the cops are sitting there, and they're watching it.
Right.
So now we got to figure out, Spanish, where is it?
It should be.
In its own thing? Or in the games thing.
Should be an easier way to find that.
See? Too much Migs and Swigs in here for me. Is it here? Spanish.
Yeah.
We got to figure out.
All units in vicinity, please respond.
Send me out some backup. Want to bring this guy down before he hurts somebody.
How will it end?
Galvin, bear is in a tree on Line By Avenue. Fish and Wildlife are there. Police are there. How will it end?
The bear got a little confused, doesn't know where it's at, kind of scared, said, I'll go up in a tree and hang out for a little while. Authorities will murder the bear because it's in with the public and stuff. And, of course, they couldn't just tranquilize it and take it and put it in a nice place. They'll shoot it in its face 1,000 times. Bears lives matter. Bears lives matter.
Rob, do we have anybody else in my pot?
Was it the food they brought?
Probably. You guys get a
Spanish,
pot omelet?
Are you drinking your disco juice? What's it called?
Techie Punch?
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Disco juice. I'm with Galvin. I believe that this will not end well for the bear. I believe that after hours of negotiating with the bear decides to surrender and comes down from the tree, at which point the police kill it.
Two dead bears. Spanish?
I think that the bear was looking for some honey, traveled up the tree, just hanging out. The cops won't kill the bear because for some reason in Florida they seem to preserve all wildlife. They'll trank it, get it out of there. The people, though, whose backyard it's in, barricaded themselves inside.
Oh! You didn't even try and do it. You didn't even try and do it, and you did it.
They got barricaded.
You didn't even try and do it, and you did it.
Score.
Carmen, what do you think's happening with the bear?
Okay. So
how will it end?
The bear was walking around, got lost, confused, scared.
I didn't say how did it start. This is how will it end.
Yeah. How will it start is on a different show.
Yeah. So ran off the tree. Now they're trying to get it. And he's going to come down. It's going to be really nice. They're going to put it in the cage. And then they're going to go take it away. And it's going to live for a really long time.
So you got three shot in the face, one going to live for a really long time.
Right.
Well, I think also just tranquilize, they get it out of there.
Yeah, but you think it lives or do you think?
Yeah, they'll trank it and get it out, fly it out.
Stop
of there.
Saying trank it like you're in the military. Like you're a zoologist.
Are you going to treat?
A couple clicks down the road.
I also agree that they'll trank it. yeah. and the bear will live just fine. Fish and Wildlife put it in the cage and they'll release it somewhere else.
I believe they are speaking to the bear right now. They have Tigger on the loudspeaker. Piglet is on his way.
Eeyore, stay behind.
Eeyore's there. It's not worth it, bear. Come on down.
We're doomed.
You can't bear the burden of being up there. I had to Google that one.
We already used that, though, I think. But they will shoot it because they have the right to bear arms.
Another one!
Good.
Put it up on the board, Carmen. We're all on the board. I will see your bear story, raise you another bear story.
Please. Then remind me to tell you something about Drew when this is over.
Okay. A mountain biker, crashed into a bear last week in California and caught the whole thing on his helmet cam. He had a GoPro on and caught it on the helmet cam. You can see if you look up on Bone TV, here's some video and audio. Here we go.
Is it real, though?
Yes.
Okay. Biking.
And bear! Watch, he'll slow it down now. Ready? Watch. Bear. It's just a little one too. He's adorable.
Oops.
He's like, I gotta get past the bike. He got me right in the back.
Then what do you do? I don't want to.
Oh, you get up and pedal as fast as you can because you don't know where it's at. Like,
first of all, he can get away from that bear.
You don't know where Mama Bear is.
He can get away from that bear. But that's the thing. Yeah, you don't know if Mama's like, did you just hit my son with that bike?
His buddies come up. By the way, this is what you do whenever you hit into a bear. You do this.
Yeah.
He just goes,
Hey, what'd you do? What did you do to your arm? I hit a bear on a bike.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.